Tim Allen joins me now. Tim, how are you, buddy?
Way more important how you are doing.
No, 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 no.
Rami Makhlouf, Ramathon, Ram Dog. We're having a Rami Fest today. Rami, let me just say, you're a food dude. You know that.
I am.
Doing my prep work for my lunch today. I know it's not even 11 o'clock, but it's a big day today.
What's
day.
For lunch?
Got a game one of a 3-game set in Pittsburgh, so that's always a big day.
What's for lunch, though?
you're going to laugh at me. Kids White Wonder Bread, because I eat like a child.
You really do.
Yeah, I do. I know. Hellman's Mayonnaise with some ham. So a ham sandwich,
okay.
A little
All
side
right.
of chips, a couple of pepperoncinis, and then a small piece of strawberry rhubarb pie.
I mean, pepperoncini counts as a vegetable. That's a well-rounded meal right there, man. I think you hit all the bases, Timmy.
That's right.
Hey, the last time I talked to you off the radio, since we're talking about food, we'll get into the Brewers in just 1 second, but you just reminded me, your son called me, Ty called me, because he was making ribs and wanted tips on making ribs, and you told him that I made the best ribs that you've ever had, and I resemble that remark. How did those ribs turn out, man?
Amazing. They weren't
good.
Like your ribs one of our spring training trips out there to Arizona,
sure.
But they were in the ballpark. I think he used a couple of different rubs. I liked the one rack better than the other, but yeah, they worked. Yeah, good advice.
Glad I could help, Tim. How are you feeling about the Brewers right now? Because it's a weird season, obviously, with the shortened schedule and no fans in the stands and everything else going on. They're not off to a great start, but they're not off to a bad start. You have 8 playoff spots in each league. Are you encouraged because of their chances of making the playoffs, or are you discouraged because you don't feel like you've seen the best of this Milwaukee Brewers team just yet?
You would think, Rami, that I'd be discouraged after, you know, losing the series, the game last night, and then, you know, the series was on the line last night, and you ended up losing the series. So. But I'm not, and I think I'm taking this perspective, and I think it's valid. I really do. Take a team like the Diamondbacks, for example, or even the Dodgers, or the Nationals, the World Series champs. And if you were to put them, you know, 2 weeks ago and said, hey, you guys get 10 games. You got to play the Minnesota Twins for 6 of them, and you get to play the Chicago Cubs for 4 of them. That's a 10-day run. That's a 10-game run right there. The Brewers just were on that, by far the toughest part of their schedule, and not playing good baseball, and they come out 5-5 in that stretch. With an opportunity, with one simple win last night, Rami, would have been time to celebrate because they would have ended up 6-4 in that 10-game run. Okay, so fine. You kiss your sister, it's 5-5. Now you move on to Pittsburgh. I'm encouraged about it because you did hold your own without playing. Let's face it, that offense is pretty pathetic at times. It is.
Yeah, Tim, you and I, we talked about that offense on the pregame show the other day. You had me on as a guest, and I told you I'm honestly not that surprised that this offense is struggling. I hate to say that, but you look at a team that subtracts Mike Moustakas and Yasmani Grandal in the offseason. And I know they brought guys in. They brought in Justin Smoke. They expected improvement from guys like Keston Hira and a couple of other guys in the lineup. But you don't lose a couple of guys like that, not replace them. On top of Lorenzo Cain opting out for this season with the pandemic, Ryan Braun going down for a stretch, you don't lose bats of that caliber in that volume and expect an offense to just keep chugging along. I don't know where the Brewers were expecting to get runs this season with the lineup that they put together. Are you surprised by the lack of offensive production from this lineup?
A little bit, and they should be doing better than what they've got going on now. And there's a lot of variables and intangibles involved, Rom, but because it's pandemic baseball, let's face it. But roll the clock back even prior to Corona. Is it possible that if you look at the landscape of the free agent class heading into this year compared to next year, when you look at the situation of the union agreement, maybe a work stoppage after next year, if you look at the losses, as you said, of Grandal and Moustakas, that's going to be tough to replace. I wonder if the organization said, hey, let's put a bunch of nuts and bolts together let's put a bunch of nomads, baseball rats together. Let's see if we can get through this season. We got some money coming off the books in Braun. We're going to have a better free agent class out there, so you can maybe pick up a Moustakas or Grandal type to supplement. Do you think it's possible that without saying it, they almost said, hey, let's get through this year and see if Craig Counsell can work his magic and find their way into the playoffs again with what we've given them, and then really go back at it next year. Maybe they did take a step back. Maybe.
I think that's a possibility, Tim. I really think that you and I, as you mentioned, we used to take trips down to spring training every year, and one of the things we'd do when we went down there was talk with David Stearns. And I think it was the first or second year that he was the general manager of the Brewers, and we sat down with him. And I asked him if he thinks the window closes on a competitive baseball club, or if that window can kind of be open perpetually and never really close by being savvy enough and making the right moves in an offseason and having a farm system that's constantly feeding talent to the big league club that keeps you on a certain level. And he said he thinks he can keep the window open perpetually. He doesn't think that it's a finite thing, that the window has to close. But I really think that his approach is, I'm only gonna spend on guys who I really think are worth the money. I think there are some GMs around baseball and around Major League Sports, Tim, who make moves because they feel like they have to make a move, whether it's to please people in the organization, whether it's to please the fan base, or whether it's just them going, hey, man, this is the best I can do this offseason. I might as well sign this guy without really considering the long-term implications of what that guy is going to be in year two, year three, year four of a contract. I think David Stearns really sticks to his guns when you talk about free agency and when you talk about trades, of getting bang for his buck, of getting a Christian Yelich-like trade that he pulled off with the Florida Marlins and the foresight that he showed with that, with getting Lorenzo Cain at a relatively bargain basement price when you look at what he's going to cost by the end of that contract versus the escalating price of outfielders in Major League Baseball. You look at what David Stearns does, and I think he has a very rock-solid, etched-into-stone almost method, and he's not going to break off of that just to plug a hole for the short term. He's always thinking long term and making sure that guys that he brings in are going to give him bang for his buck for the duration of his contract.
Yeah, and you wonder if it makes sense, the trade deadline here coming up in, 10 days or so, and you wonder if he's going to add, and I can say this, and you may agree, Tommy, he's not going to give up a limited supply of prospects, which is the situation the Brewers are in now. They've got a few coming through the pipeline, but he is going to make sure if there's a trade here in 10 days, it's going to be not only for this year, it has to be for next year or the year after. It has to be for the future. Pandemic baseball, they're putting themselves in a position to make a run at this. And Craig Counsell, Rami, finds a way to win baseball games. Come hell or high water, he's finding ways to win baseball games. And I don't know if he's getting enough credit around baseball.
I love Craig Counsell, man. I love his approach. He changed my whole – I know we got to let you go, Tim, but he changed my whole outlook on this shortened season during the Cubs series when he was asked about, shortened schedule, so much importance placed on all these games, you're five games back of the Cubs, how are you feeling? And Counsell looked at the reporters and like they were crazy, like they had a third eye. And he was like, guys, it's August and we're back five games. We've been here before. Like he sort of changed the way that I'm looking at this whole season, Tim. And I love his approach overall as the manager of this Brewers team. That's Tim Allen. Catch him on the flagship pre- and post-game, 105.7 FM, The Fan, or on the radio.com app. Tim, always a pleasure to talk some baseball and Brewers with you, my friend.
Rami, you sound great, man. Good talking to you.